You're listening to SBS News.
Confused and unaware, that's the bleak characterisation presented to the Banking Royal Commission of how many Australians feel about their superannuation. The Commission has received more than 1,200 submissions about superannuation, including the provision of insurance that was never requested and inappropriate fees for financial advisers. Examples of misconduct include the National Australia Bank admitting its superannuation trustee, Newless, incorrectly charged $35 million in fees to 200,000 customers. But it's not just the superannuation sector feeling the pressure. The council assisting Michael Hodge has also criticised Australia's corporate regulators for gaps in regulating the sector. He says if the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority and the Australian Securities and Investments Commission fail to do their jobs, consumers are left with no protection.
So if consumers are unable to do anything more than peer dimly through the darkness at their superannuation trustees, and there is no dedicated and active conduct regulator shining a spotlight on the trustees and searching out bad behaviour, that leaves us with the third possible safeguard of Australians' retirement savings, reliance on compliance by the trustees themselves with their duties and legal obligations.
And he says that leaves underlying questions.
What happens when we leave these trustees alone in the dark with our money? Can they be trusted to do the right thing? If they can, does that mean that the current regulatory system is adequate? If they can't, what must be done to protect Australians' retirement savings?
The preliminary findings have revealed fewer examples of misconduct by industry super funds, but they too will be called to answer questions over their links to trade unions. Unlike past hearings, no consumers will be called to give evidence, a reflection of what Mr. Hodge calls the unobservable and unobserved nature of the misconduct. Round 5 of the public hearings is expected to last 2 weeks. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.